I'm Dan Nalen, and this is Slug Soundwaves, the official podcast of Slug Magazine in Salt Lake City, Utah. Slug is an acronym for Salt Lake Underground, and it is one of the oldest independent publications in the entire United States, distributing free monthly issues about music, art, action, sports, and subculture. In this episode, it's a very special episode. It's all about my old high school stomping grounds, O-Town. That's right, Ogden people, the city to the north. All about it on this episode of Slug Soundwaves. As always, we are super, super duper happy to have Jeffrey Stedman come into the studio. He's from Yelp, Utah, of course, in case you don't know that. But of course, we are talking all about Ogden, which makes me all the more excited.
Ogden! Jeffrey,
welcome. Thank you so much for coming in.
I just shouted and you gave me a super and two dupers.
Oh,
this is a big deal. You're really excited about this.
I am excited.
And why wouldn't you be?
You know, it's as somebody who went to high school in Ogden when there wasn't a lot to speak about in terms of culinary things, you know, I know. It's a whole different, better world now, so I'm excited to hear what the Yelpers have to say about
it. I gotta be honest, it's a pretty up-and-coming, really dynamic scene going on up in Ogden. I can tell you firsthand, so we Yelp-sponsored Ogden Restaurant Week, which was just in its second year, so again, up-and-coming, things are going on. We sponsored that, a few months ago, and as part of that, we organized this event where we just wanted to go up with whatever Yelper wanted to go up, and we went on this restaurant crawl and took advantage of deals. I was so full, because we ate at, I think officially, we ate at three restaurants. But we also got food somewhere else, and then we also found a cupcake shop.
Nice. Gotta have dessert.
It was like 10 hours of just eating.
Beautiful.
It was amazing. And it can be done. So let's jump right into it and talk about some of the great places you can get a bite to eat up in beautiful Ogden, Utah.
Let's do it.
First of all, and the one that I just want to mention is head and shoulders above a lot of restaurants I've ever been to in Utah is Tona.
Yes.
And I didn't write anything down because I knew you'd have something to say about it. So hit me with it.
Here's what I got to say about it. As an Ogden, not native, but, you know, high school going Ogden dude, I was highly skeptical of any sushi joint opening in Ogden at all, so I let Tona sit there for quite a while made my way there.
Shame on you.
First time I went there was maybe a year ago.
Oh.
Ran into a couple of people who had traveled from Bountiful to Ogden to go to Tona, who proceeded to tell me, this place is better than Tekashi, believe it or not. Now, I'm not going to say that, but I will say it is right up there with Tekashi. It is delicious.
It's so good.
So good.
And I got to say, look, I love sushi in all forms, and so, yeah, they do have some of those, you know, a little more esoteric rolls.
Oh, yeah.
But the best things that I had there were not any of the rolls.
No?
It was, they had this, like, rosemary smoked trout. So, like, some the kitchen items.
Right.
Do not overlook the kitchen
That's
items.
That's right.
They had this thing called, what was it? Bacon bubble gum is what they called it. So it was like a sort of like a Korean rice cake. So it's got that chew to it, but it was wrapped in bacon, and there's no way to describe it except it tasted like bacon bubble gum. But it was, I went with a bunch of friends, a bunch of Yelpers.
Yeah.
We shared everything that we got. I got a little taste of everything. Do not overlook the kitchen items. They were really, really good. But if you just want straight up sushi, it's cool. And it's a great location.
Yeah.
It's 210 25th Street, right there on 25th.
That's right.
Where you can take a lot of the great
front
stuff
runner
is.
Right to the end of the 25th Street block.
Absolutely.
If you're going to like Wise Guys Comedy Club up there, you're like right across the street or down the block a little. It's a great location.
Yeah. Tona's worth the trip. It's worth
it
making
really
a drive
is.
Up there to try it out. So yeah, let's keep moving. Ogden has a couple of really great pizza joints.
Yeah.
You know, they have a really kind of a neat pizza and beer scene going on. First I want to talk about is probably the one that most people would mention. It's Slackwater Pub and Pizzeria. That's 1895 Washington Boulevard. 4.5 out of 5 after 103 reviews.
Wow. That's a lot of reviews.
Yeah, well reviewed.
Yeah.
And if you're hitting 4.5 after that, you're doing something very, very right. Joshua S. says this. They also host some events, some awesome events, and have live music Thursday through Sunday nights starting about 7 p.m., and they have a movie night on Tuesdays. They're constantly working to improve their beer menu and have recently added a couple awesome beers to their seasonal menu. Joshua S., I've met him. He comes to a lot of events.
I've met
him several times. He's
a savvy diner.
He knows his beer, is what I'm trying to say. He's kind of a beer snob. And that's his words, not mine.
That's good.
He says they got a good beer selection, hit it up. I actually met up with Joshua S. and his family on this food crawl.
Oh.
And we met up at Lucky Slice. 4.5 out of 5 after 64 reviews. Also right there on 25th, just a few doors down from Tona.
I love them too. I can give a big hearty har for that.
Lucky Slice is more like it's pizza by the slice.
Yep. They have specialty pies that are a little funky with unusual toppings. Not funky in a bad way, but stuff that makes sense.
Yeah, Thai pizza was the one that she mentioned, I remember, in her
review. I've had some with just a lot of interesting vegetables on there. Yeah. They deliver if you're in Ogden. And honestly, as somebody who lived in Ogden, my folks are still up there. You know, I never felt the sense of a college town at all, even though Weber State University is there. Yeah. And Lucky Slice, you feel like you're in a college town at that place. It's a little hole in the wall, kind of a joint, few tables, people running in and out. Yeah. You know, kind of hipster
patio
pizza
out
man
back
working
with
behind the oven.
Yeah, patio out back with, you know, like picnic tables, a couple of old arcade games. It reminds me, if you're familiar with, if you like Pie Hole.
Yeah.
You'll love Lucky Slice.
It's true. And it is delicious pizza. And you can get some screaming deals on those slices for sure. Every day, different specials on different slices. So
yeah, hit them up for a cheap pizza stop. Shifting gears significantly, Hanamaru. Sort of on the other side of town. 4.5 out of 5 after 48 reviews. That's 357 East 37th Street. Mm. Alicia R. says, very, very authentic Japanese cuisine and excellent service. It's a very modest establishment. Seats maybe 20 at most, with a minimalist take on decoration atmosphere. She usually goes, she says, for ramen Saturdays.
Whoa.
He's known for his noodles. He pulls his own noodles there. At one point, I think he was teaching a class, or maybe he had just offered. We did a small event up there, and I think he offered to have us come up. But, you know, the udon, if you're into that, the ramen, this is somebody who takes special attention to doing. And it's just him, you know what I mean?
Good to know.
It's his little joint. You got just a few tables. Go in for something really, really special.
Oh, man, that sounds awesome.
And then changing up again, Ye Olde Cupcake Shop.
Shoppe. People.
Yeah, and I think it's OLDE. Ye Olde Cupcakey Shoppy. I'm a pie guy, and like I'm really annoyed by cupcakes.
Yeah.
Because, like, really, 2007 already. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, okay, we're done.
How many shops can we support here, right?
Exactly. But that being said, they're doing things a little bit differently at Ye Olde Cupcake Shop. They have these little mini cupcakes. They have the big-size cupcakes, and they have the monster-size cupcakes. Some really unique flavors. And here's the cool thing. They're kind of wrapper-less. They're like cupcake. They're like tubes.
Okay.
And the only way to describe that would be, like, if you had, like, if you made a cake, and then you took a pipe and you cut out, like a cookie cutter, cut out the cupcake. That's kind of what you're dealing with.
Interesting.
So, yeah, kind of cool. Kind of an interesting twist. And it's right there, right by the Solomon Center. So if you're going up there for any of that iFly or any of the stuff going on at Solomon Center, definitely you can swing by, get some cupcakes. I would suggest after iFly so that you don't cupcake
iFly. The new temple is opening in Ogden this August. They're doing all the big festivities.
The renovations,
That cupcake place is going to rake that weekend. Rake. Nice.
Cupcakes and ice cream shops.
Boom. That little downtown Ogden. It's got a little something going on now.
Church favorite since forever.
Forever, right?
I swear. Awesome. Yeah. Pioneers coming across. They would have church services and then someone would churn some ice creams.
Here's my question. Giant size cupcake, isn't that just a small cake?
Yeah, at that point, really.
Where do you make the leap? But I digress.
I don't know.
It sounds delicious.
It's
I'll have to check that out. I think I've actually been to that place without... I was unwittingly knowing what an awesome place I was finding.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing about Ogden is, you know, it's smaller than Salt Lake. I mean, clearly. Yep. And this dining scene is you would expect, smaller. But there are some surprises.
Oh, there's high quality. There's stuff that, like, flares open and lasts a little while and not all it makes it. But there's enough, like, kind of open space in the cool downtown area that people can afford to rent at least for a little while and give it a shot. There's, like, a new English fish and chips place that opened. Huntsville Barbecue is going to open one in downtown Ogden if they can get enough money to take over an old Burger King that's been abandoned. So there's great options. I'm also going to throw in Lee's Mongolian Barbecue, people. Don't sleep on that place. It's about 30th and Washington Boulevard.
Sure. And there's stuff to do, too. I would throw in Art House Cinema. If you've not been up there, it's sort of like what would be the equivalent down here, like the Broadway.
Yeah, a little Broadway arts. They do like 3 or 4 screenings. They also have a new place called something like Cinema Grill.
Movie Grill.
There you go.
2293 Grant Avenue.
Bam!
4.5 out of 5 out of 20 reviews. I've seen a movie there.
Oh.
It's really hard to watch a movie anywhere else now.
Is that right?
Because it's like these totally, fully reclining seats. You have servers. They come out. There's fried mac and cheese.
Whoa.
There's the bar. You get a drink. It's nice. Leather. I mean, you know what I mean.
This is a little bit of heaven you're describing.
It is. It's.
I'm afraid I'd fall asleep.
The movie I saw was not like super entertaining, so there was that aspect. But I was so full too that maybe that had.
And the food was quality.
Yeah, the food was pretty good. It's more like bar food.
Okay.
It's not bad. I think the fried mac and cheese was really generous portions for the price, and it's they have. They do have a bar there, so if you want to go and have a drink before a movie or whatever, you can go do that.
Nice.
And then there's a new bar that opened about a year ago called Alleged, which I've heard a lot of good things about. I poked my head in when I was there, but it was a little early in the night to be like. It's
supposed to have a big, awesome patio thing on the top. Yeah. Okay, rooftop. So I think that's the big, horrible name. Sorry, Alleged. I'm sure you're a fine establishment. That's a horrible name.
You have to whisper it when you finish it.
Alleged.
That's it.
But I've heard good things too, actually, from a lot of folks from Ogden, because you get to hang out. You're hanging out downtown on an awesome rooftop. It sounds pretty great. Yeah, beautiful summer night.
Super cool. Four out of five stars. Just four reviews. That's right on 25th Street as well, 201 25th Street. So really, you know what? If you don't know what you're doing, if you want to just dive in, you can go up. You can get on 25th Street, pull up the Yelp app, check like nearby, see what grabs your attention. And there's plenty of stuff on 25th to satisfy you for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Absolutely.
But get outside of 25th as well. Places like Hanamaru, places just up the street, the movie grill. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff to do. I'm not just giving you the company line, but really we went up there and we did rely on the Yelp app and did rely on those locals up in Ogden because, again, I don't live there. I don't know, but there's people who live there who write reviews of things that they love. And we had an awesome, awesome time. I've been up there a few times. And I just want to go back more and more.
Yeah, it's got to be a really exciting time to be living up there. I know when I'm up there visiting the family, I'm always encouraging them, like, let's go out. Try one of these places I haven't been to yet. You know? Yeah,
for sure. Get out and try it. Ogden, you got it going on.
It's got it going on. Jeffrey, thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah.
Tell us where we find all this awesome information out there in the world.
Absolutely. Download the free Yelp app on just about any platform. If you get the new Amazon Fire, what is it? The new Amazon Fire phone?
Oh,
anyway,
Fire.
This is recently.
Boom.
We just released our app for Amazon Fire.
You guys are on top of it, man. That was announced like a week ago, and you got an app ready to rock.
Yeah, we're ready when they launch. But no, really, we're on any platform. Also, find us at Yelp.com. Find me at Yelp Utah on Twitter or on Instagram at Yelp SLC or Facebook Yelp SLC. But anyway, we're out there. Come say hi.
Hit Jeffrey up for Chapstick when you run into him. I'm going to be living large, thanks to the last time I ran into Jeffrey at a Yelp event.
Mints? Did they give you mints as well?
I don't think I got any mints.
So good.
I got at least 12 Chapsticks.
I had at least 1,000 canisters of mints.
Next event.
All right, we'll get it.
Thank you so much.
Yep.
Hi, it's me, Bill Allred, and if you haven't been listening to my podcast, The Let's Go Eat Show, here's some of what you've been missing.
The cool thing about the Little Chocolatiers is we were able to make some really cool things.
You still get recognized a lot from the show. How often does that happen?
Any little person, we will be confused with. And so, sometimes they'll confuse us with the Roloffs and Little
Oregon,
People Big World. They'll confuse us
actors
with Bill.
And actresses.
Yeah. And so,
Download The Let's Go Eat Show now. It's available on iTunes and theletsgoeatshow.com.
This is your weekly daily calendar for the week beginning on July 8th and running through July 14th. Yes, we're hitting midsummer quite literally now. Crazy to think about that. As always, I would encourage you to go to slugmag.com. Scroll down to the bottom of that homepage. You'll find great listings, new stuff being added all the time. If you can't find something to do in that calendar, you are a fool. I found lots of stuff when I looked at this week. Starting on Tuesday, July 8th, this was a hot tip from a buddy of mine, actually. The band is called Fox. That's P-H-O-X, playing at the Stateroom. Sort of girl pop, some really cool vocals going on. Pretty interesting stuff, the stuff I've heard. I'm excited to see them in a small venue. Wednesday, July 9th, the Avett Brothers doing that sort of punked up bluegrassy thing they do oh so well. They're playing up at Red Butte Garden. I believe that show is sold out, but there's always tickets floating around, and they're a fine live band. Thursday, July 10th, it is the beginning of the summer Twilight concert series down at Pioneer Park. Always a good time. Great lineup this year. Pretty diverse, kind of hip-hop heavy. Starting with this first show, Miss Lauryn Hill. Bit of a train wreck as a person, but made one of the best records in my lifetime with the Miseducation of Lauryn Hill back in the late 90s. Still playing those songs, occasional new stuff as well. She's the opening night headliner. Should be an interesting show. Up at the Red Butte Garden, all the hippie types in your life will be wanting to go to Bob Weir and Rat Dog. Yes, that's Bob from the Grateful Dead. Doing lots of Grateful Dead stuff, some cool covers. Should be a fun time, a good way to dance your night away. And if you're more into the hard rockin' scene, Machine Head is headlining at the Complex that very same night. What a diverse night in Salt Lake City. Lauryn Hill, Bob Weir and Rat Dog and Machine Head at various points, plus everything else going on. It's crazy. Friday, July 11th. Get ready to sweat your balls off if you have them. And if you don't, you're going to sweat anyway. Ceremony at the Shred Shed. That is going to be awesome. awesome. I can't believe those guys are playing in that tiny venue. Just be ready to melt. The whole building might literally melt to the ground with that one. Saturday, July 12th, and also on the 13th on the weekend, it's a Reggae Rise Up Festival going on in Liberty Park. Features Mattis Yahoo on Saturday, as well as Slightly Stupid on Sunday. Bunch of local and regional reggae acts in there as well. Go check that out. Also on Saturday, July 12th, if you're up in Ogden, Roger Klein and the Peacemakers. You might know him from his days in the Refreshments. Good roots rock band, played around quite a bit. They're playing a free show at the Ogden Union Station. Great place to go up, hang out on 25th Street, have a good old time. And then on Monday, July 14th, one of my favorite live bands going today, The Hold Steady, headlining at the Urban Lounge. This is their tour behind the Teeth Dreams album, one of my favorites of the year so far. Super excited to see Craig Finn and company coming through town once again. That is your weekly daily calendar for the week of July 8th through the 14th. Go to slugmag.com, hit that calendar, check out the events all the time. There's always great new stuff being added. And if you're the kind of person who throws events, has a band, want to pimp your stuff, $5 a month, $50 a year, you can add some quality content, or you can put free listings in there all on your own. We are oh so pleased to welcome Gina Barberi into the Underground Lair right now for our very special Ogden-themed episode. Gina.
Hi, Dan.
Thanks so much for coming. This is fun.
We were both friends before we were a thing.
That's right. Before if we're anything. A little background. Gina and I went to high school together.
Go Jayhawks.
We know many other people in media who came from our little rinky-dink St. Joseph High School up there. Rinky-dink in the small sense, not the lame sense.
It is kind of funny how many people came from... I mean, I had 30 people in my graduating class.
Yeah.
It was small.
We had 49. We were the huge class.
But there are people in radio, you know, of course.
Bad Brad Wheeler, we mentioned, is a classmate of mine. A couple of guys when I was at the Tribune, Derek Jensen, who people may remember his name, Michael Yon, people around. It's very strange how media savvy our little high school was, considering we didn't have a school paper or a radio station or anything like that.
I will say that Dan was on the yearbook staff, and the year he wrote the captions for the pictures in the yearbook, best yearbook
ever. That was the closest thing we had to a journalism program, I do believe. So we've known each other a long time, obviously, and Gina will tell the story as a Gavin request. Gina, after she had graduated from high school, was down at the U, being a college student, a dedicated college student, saved my bacon for my senior prom when my date was arrested for a DUI and called me like 3 hours before the prom to tell me she couldn't go.
This is absolutely true.
Totally true story. I was supposed to be like hosting a party even at my house that night, I think, because my folks were out of town.
Well, that was part of the problem, because it was that night. You had
it was
to go.
Immediate.
You had to be there.
I was prepared just to sit at home and not go at all, but Gina and her family rallied to the rescue, as they did so many times in my high school life.
And I think I know what I did. I ran to a tuxedo shop and I rented a tuxedo.
We were like a fly group.
Like the jacket and the shirt and the tie, and I wore it with shorts.
Yeah.
With heels.
With heels.
There are pictures.
She was looking smoking, people. And we were, I think we went to, I think our the prom was like at Union Station maybe that year in Ogden, which I recommend everyone going and checking out the train show there in the little museum. It's a nice place.
It's cute.
Well, we're here to talk about Ogden, sort of the evolution of Ogden. And obviously, when I first met you, Ogden didn't have nearly what it had going on now.
When I first met you, you were so bitter about being in Ogden.
I was despondent.
Omaha this and Omaha that.
Yeah, it's true. I can't believe you put up with me for longer than 5 minutes. I would have slapped you silly in retrospect.
But I think a lot of people still have that attitude about Ogden, and they're people that haven't been there recently, I think.
And granted, it was a little bit of just the culture shock of moving into Utah from out of state for me, more than being that bitter about Ogden. But Ogden did feel really small.
Yeah.
And as I recall, the high point of entertainment was sitting around drinking coffee at the JB's. And that was because we were too cool to cruise the Vard, which is what everyone else was doing for entertainment on Washington Boulevard.
The high part of the high point of Ogden was when you got to drive to Salt Lake.
That's absolutely right. And for me, it was driving out to Gina's house in Roy, which I'm just calling part of Metropolitan Ogden.
It's all one place.
But, as we all know now, Ogden has turned into not just a worthwhile place to live and hang out, but there's actual fun to be had. Pretty good restaurants, as we heard early in this episode. As you look back, you know, we're, let's say, 20 years since then. My 25th reunion is coming up this month. 25 years later, what's the biggest change when you look around kind of downtown Ogden or sort of urban Ogden?
Yeah, you know, 25th Street when we were in high school was the joke. That was the street you avoided. Yeah. That was where all the bad things happened. And now it's a thriving retail space, restaurant space,
yeah,
clubs.
I'm amazed that like a Wise Guys, even though Wise Guys is a brand name, I'm like, how does a Wise Guy survive in Ogden?
Yeah,
there must be people actually going out in Ogden too.
And there are more festivals that are successful. They have their own arts festival. They've got
the Harvest Festival in the fall. They've got a lot of fun scene.
The biggest change, I think, has been in the biking, outdoor Xterra coming there. It's on the national scene specifically for biking. My sister Mikkel, who's also a friend of Dan's, she's Little Miss Ogden. You should have her on the show. She's going to be mayor there someday.
Good.
But she she was driving me yesterday, actually, past. There's a big corporate meeting of Cannondale Bikes.
Oh, wow.
Who has a big new store, and they had their corporate retreat in Ogden, of all places, because that's an emerging place. They blocked off Ogden Canyon and were letting them ride up and down
it. Kidding.
So for outdoor athletics, that's really changed.
And that's always was there. You just didn't hear the hype about it. It's gotten a lot savvier in marketing itself that way and in attracting companies that way. And, you know, a lot of credit goes to the people who are involved in like their, I guess, Chamber of Commerce type organizations and things. And although I must say, as cool as it is to have that big kind of downtown development where you have like the skydiving and the surfing scene and everything, I kind of miss the mall where Tiffany shot her video like back in like 86, like first 2 weeks I was living there. I think we're alone now. Right in the Ogden Mall.
I was there.
I had no idea what was going on.
Like, something's happening.
What's happening here? But it is so much better now that you actually have a little thriving, you know, new development plus the 25th Street stuff that's really some top-notch restaurants and stuff. And I know that the ski resorts have kind of all evolved a little bit and have more going on. This summer, I would heartily recommend people looking up at Snow Basin's doing a free summer concert series that's bringing in lots of, like, national names.
And you can sit outside, and it's beautiful, and they have the gondola that you can take up to the other lodge and have brunch and lunch up there. And
yeah, it's an amazing setup. And, of course, there's still the old standbys. And this, I don't know about you, but when I go back, like, I still look for excuses to, like, eat at Lee's Mongolian Barbecue.
Of course.
To the Blue Moon.
That was the high school place.
Yeah. I wish Stimson's was still there.
I don't have a potato log anymore.
How do you find a potato log in that town? Pretty amazing. And now I have a little nephew who goes to Ogden High, and it's beautiful. It's a high school. We did not go there.
But
really
I filmed
pretty.
A movie there.
3 o'clock High. Recommended. Is that the first thing on your IMDb page?
Yes.
Wow.
That was a big deal.
Oh, I remember.
We got out of high school.
I remember people getting paid with like hot dogs and Cokes to be extras at that thing.
Yep.
A classic.
I can pick myself up out of the crowd lineup.
I wore a hot pink sweater
just so I
oh, really?
Someday I'll be able to find myself.
I own the DVD. I still pop it in once in a blue moon and laugh at seeing like 20 or so people. I remember going to see it at the Newgate Theater back when it was still a dollar theater back
then. The Starship Theater?
Yeah, the Starship.
With the lights and the floor.
The Singing Cats opening show. And it was a big deal. Big premiere in Ogden. It was a big thing. Tell us what else you would love about Ogden.
Do you know what? I love living in Salt Lake, but I still have family in Ogden, and I could see myself living there again. It's a cool place.
Now because the whole Wasatch Front has grown as it has, and because there is Front Runner and things like that, Ogden is far more attractive as a living destination to someone like me now, and I like living downtown, which I do, but, you know, there's going to come a time where people live in Heber and commute to Salt Lake regularly and stuff, and Ogden.
Ogden has some great older neighborhoods with some really cool restored houses and stuff, so
killer, huge Hispanic community, so you get a lot of awesome restaurants that way, too. Great church festivals and things like that, kind of affiliated. It's a really cool scene, really fun. Gina.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Dan.
As you all know, you can hear Gina every morning on X96 on Radio From Hell, really early, like before I'm alive, starting at 6 a.m. Yeah, 5, 6,
you 6. Can podcast it and listen That's to true. It later, just like That's this. True. You can listen whenever you want.
And I will. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks, Dan.
Thank you for listening to Slug Soundwaves, and for all things Slug Magazine, visit us at slugmag.com. We're going to have Mary Brown Malou from Salt Lake Magazine into the studio in a few weeks. She is the preeminent food writer of the Salt Lake City food scene. She writes about all things food-oriented for Salt Lake Mag, one of my old co-workers, as a matter of fact. She'll be here talking about what's going on in the food scene of late. Please send us an email to soundwaves@slugmag.com, or hit us up on Twitter at slugsoundwaves, or facebook.com/slugsoundwaves with any questions or comments you have about our food scene these days. We just might bring up your question or suggestion on the show. This podcast was created by Slug Magazine and produced by Gavin Sheehan. The associate producers are Alexander Ortega, Genevieve Smith, and myself, Dan Nalen. The executive producer is Angela H. Brown. The theme was performed by Lindsay Heath and Mike Sasage. Main logo and art design is by Nicholas Dowd, and the technical design is by Kate Colgan. Be sure to tune us in again next week. We'll be talking about the Visit Salt Lake Connect Pass, as well as Mirko Local. Thanks for listening.